Today is March 9th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Plan to drill for oil in New London. Plans for drilling a test well for oil near New London have been completed by a syndicate headed by H.C. Hale and W.C. Cramett, and a drilling outfit from Oklahoma is to be brought to Grace Harbor in the near future to start the work, it was reported yesterday from authoritative sources. The section about New London has been favorably reported by well-known geologists, and the new organization has taken leases on large tracts of land in anticipation of success in finding oil. A thorough test of the district is to be made, according to reports. Joseph Brandt of New London, who was in Hoquiam yesterday, confirmed the reports as to the difficulty in leasing land in the section. In other news, Board of Education will appoint architect this week to draw plans. An architect to design the new grade school to be built at Emerson Avenue and Hayes Street will be decided by the Hoquiam School Board during the coming week, and estimates of the cost of the building to be a 12-room, two-story, fireproof structure will be prepared at once, it was decided at a meeting of the Hoquiam School Board last night. Members of the board will make a trip of inspection through Aberdeen's new junior high school, which was visited by Superintendent H.C. Crumpacker and Secretary Hubbard Tuttle recently, and said to be entirely satisfactory as an example of the architect's ability. It was designed by architect C.A. Haynes of Aberdeen. A local of Grace Harbor designer will be chosen if he can show previous experience in school building to justify his selection. In the city and county news, collision in automobiles of Charles Kane, 3101 Simpson Avenue, and Henry Visitar, 110 North C Street of Aberdeen, north of Little Hoquiam River Bridge yesterday afternoon, may be aired in civil or criminal court or both, it was intimated by both in reporting the accident to police headquarters. Emerson School Parent Teacher Association will hold its monthly meeting Tuesday afternoon, and a special invitation is extended to men of the district to attend. Police were asked at Maple Street of the activities of two 10-year-old boys reported to have been shooting at birds near the end of that street with .22 caliber rifles. Al Miller, 1608 Cherry Avenue, who reported to police that he was the driver of a car which knocked down and injured Robert Reed, the small boy, near the intersection of Aberdeen Avenue and 23rd Streets, will pay all doctor bills for the boy and has arranged the matter with the lad's relatives, he told police. And finally, Henry Nold, laborer of Pacific Beach, but alleged to have been supporting himself by an illicit traffic in liquor recently, was arrested at the beach yesterday afternoon by Deputy Sheriffs T.M. Quinn and Joe Sears. Several bottles of moonshine and a complete homebrew beer-making outfit were seized as evidence. Trial will be before Justice of the Peace, L.B. Bignold, in Montesano, Monday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 9, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.